السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهد الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين، وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين، والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا. One of the main distinctions between the Imams of Ahlul Bayt and other Imams, other scholars, there are many distinctions, but one of them is that always the Imams, the leaders of Ahlul Bayt, they looked at this life as transient, as a temporary life. It's not enduring, not lasting. They are passing through it. They are here for a number of days. They are here not to stay. This is why their entire investment in this life was not for this lower life, Hayatul Dunya. It was for their next chapter. وَلَلْ آخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. The Akhirah, the real life, the permanent one, the enduring one, the lasting one. So whenever there was a conflict between this lower life and the Akhirah, they would give precedence to the Akhirah, not to the dunya. They'll give priority to the Akhirah. And there is, in many cases, every day you face this situation. Every day there is a conflict between dunya and akhirah. When you go to the marketplace, when you go to buy something, when you go to sell something, when you go to visit someone, when you are in a situation, some people ask you things that it could be unethical and Islamic. So there is always a conflict between the interests of this lower life, the dunya, and the interest of the akhirah. And the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, they taught us that we must put the akhirah always and look forward for that day. One of their examples, one of their stories, is one Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, one of the pious, righteous companions who was raised by the Prophet, who was nurtured by the Prophet, who was beloved by the Prophet. This man used to criticize the corruption during the reign of the third caliph, financial corruption. He used to walk in the market and criticize the situation, but the political establishment did not have tolerance for criticism. And they decided to expel him and send him into exile, far from Medina, to a desert. To a desert where there is no food, no inhabitants. And then the caliph asked people not to speak to him, to stay away from him while he leaves Medina. The only people who came and they bade farewell to him and they spoke to him and they gave comfort to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari was Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam and his two sons, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn alayhi salam, and some a few other companions, righteous companions who did not fear the political establishment. They feared God. They put God before anything else. So Ammar ibn Yasir was one of them, Miqdad was the other, Aqil, and some others. So Imam Ali stood bidding farewell to Abu Dharr, who is being sent to exile outside Medina as a punishment by the caliph. Imam Ali said these soothing, comforting words to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, we the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we should cherish, we should learn, and we should adapt. He said to him, Ya Abu Dharr, إِنَّكَ قَدْ غَضِبْتَ لِلَّهِ فَرْجُوا مَنْ غَضِبْتَ لِهِ. Your frustration of this political establishment was not for your personal interests, but it was for God, because they violated the rules of God. They broke the Islamic rules. Therefore, you became frustrated and angry with them. So your anger was for God, not for yourself. Farju, therefore hope the one that you became angry for him. Put your hope in God. Farju man ghadibta lah. Inna al-qawma khafuka ala dunyahum. This political establishment, they feared you because they feared for their dunya. They don't want to lose their dunya. وَخِفْتَهُمْ عَلَىٰ دِينِكَ. But you feared them not for dunya. You feared them because of your religion. Because you wanted to protect your religion. Your fear was not for yourself. Your fear was for the Islamic faith, to protect Islam. They feared you for the dunya. They did not want to lose their interest in this dunya. But your fear was different. Your fear was for the akhirah, to protect your akhirah. فَتْرُكْ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ مَا خَافُوكَ عَلَيْهِ. Therefore, leave in their hands what they feared from you. Leave the dunya for them. Leave the dunya for them. وَهْرُبْ مِنْهُمْ بِمَا خِفْتَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ. And take away with you your religion that you try to maintain and protect. Take it with you. Leave the dunya for them. فَمَا أَحْوَجَهُمْ إِلَى مَا مَنَعْتَهُمْ. How badly they're going to need the Akhirah soon. They don't realize now, but they need the Akhirah. Dunya is not going to last for them. We are all going to die. But the winner, the real winner, is the winner who wins the Akhirah, not the dunya. فَمَا أَحْوَجَهُمْ إِلَى مَا مَنَعْتَهُمْ. How badly they going to need the Akhirah. وَمَا أَغْنَاكَ عَمَّا مَنَعُوكَ. And how self-sufficient you are from the dunya. He was self-sufficient. Many of you know the story of how he died, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. He died of starvation. He died of the lack of basic necessity. Basic necessity, which is food, because he was self-sufficient. He did not want to sell his dunya, his akhirah for others, for the sake of dunya. Therefore, he preferred to stay hungry, but not to side with a tyrant, and not to be silenced by a tyrant. وستعلم, you will know soon, يا أبو ذر, وستعلم من الرابح غدا, who's the real winner tomorrow, والأكثر حسدا, who's going to envy you for your stand. All people envy him now. They wish they could be like him, like this man who died of starvation. When he was sent into exile, he was sent with his wife, with his son, with his daughter. Three of them died in the desert. His wife, his son died before his eyes, then he died. And then it was his daughter who saved the body of her father, and there was a caravan passing by. She said to them, "Hada sahib Rasulullah." This is the companion of the Prophet. He's dead here in the desert. And this is how they saved his life, and they saved his body and they buried him. He died of starvation, but he was not willing to give up his mission. The mission of dignity, the mission of speaking the truth, the mission of being just, the mission of fighting tyrants and corrupts. He was not willing to sell his akhirah for the sake of a few days of this dunya. And he knew that he is going to die. The Prophet said to him one day, "Ya Aba Dhar, ta'ishu wahdaka wa tamutu wahdaka wa tadkhulu al-jannata wahdak." You will die alone. The Prophet told him, he foretold the story of his death to him. وَلَوْ أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ, Amir al-Mu'mineen says to this man, Abu Dhar, "Ya Aba Dhar, وَلَوْ أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, if the heaven and earth كَانَتَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ رَتْقَىٰ, they were to be closed and shut." It means all the doors are shut. Doors are shut. There is no exit. There is no way out. Have you seen sometimes yourself when you are frustrated, when you have a problem and there is no help, there is no aid, there is no solution? You think that this is the end of the world. You think that the whole earth, the whole heaven is shut in your face. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, if it reaches this point, that the heaven and the earth is shut and closed in your face, and there is no breakthrough, ثُمَّ اتَّقَ اللَّهِ, but that person reveres God. ثُمَّ اتَّقَ اللَّهِ, he looks up to God. He waits for God's answer. He rests his hope only on God. ثُمَّ اتَّقَ اللَّهِ لَجَعَلَ اللَّهِ لَهُ مِنْهُمَا مَخْرَجًا, God will find him an exit, a way out of this problem that he is in. Requires taqwa, that's the solution. Then he concludes, Amir al-Mu'mineen, in his farewell to Abi Dhar al-Ghifari, he concludes with this sentence, "Ya Aba Dhar, Ya Aba Dhar, la yu'nisannaka illa al-haq." Nothing should make you strong, confident, and happy and energized like when you stand by the truth, with the truth. That should be your main source of inspiration, your main source of hope. You see sometimes people in your community, he says, "I have money, I'm not worried about my future because I have good reserve. I have good money, good investment." Some people say, "I know the best attorney in town, so I am safe because this attorney, he's my friend. I've been working with him for 40 years. By the way, this attorney in New York who worked for Trump for many years, and he said at one time, he said, "I'm willing to do anything for him, everything and anything for him." Today in the New York Times, it says that he says, "Now I'm willing to cooperate with the authorities and tell you the truth about what happened. The $130,000 that they paid to that woman." So even the attorney will let you down. The attorney that said yesterday, "I am willing to do anything to protect you," one day he will turn against you. The only one who does not turn against you is Allah. Put your trust in Allah, not in your personal attorney, not in your health, not in your family, not in your wealth, not in anyone, not in your family members too. Put your trust in God. وَلَوْ أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ رَتْقًا. They are closed and shut. Dead end. ثُمَّ اتَّقَ اللَّهِ. But he puts his trust in God. لَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ لَهُ مِنْهُمَا مَخْرَجًا. God will find you a way out. He will save you. He will protect you. This is the school of Ahlul Bayt. These are the teachings of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. And we are proud that we followed them after the Prophet. We did not go to other directions. We followed the right direction. That is our real wealth. That is our real pride. But I hope, inshallah, we are true followers, genuine followers. Not just we hear them and we listen. We hear but we don't listen. No, we listen also and we follow and we obey, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. حسين سيدنا تفضل هنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن سيدنا ومولانا الإمام أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال: These sentences are being sent, are being said by a man who looked always, every day of his life, every hour of his life, looked forward to the Akhirah. He knew that he is a guest in this life. And therefore, what he said are very true. And he was the first one to implement what he speaks, what he says, what he admonishes. Imam Ali one time said to his followers, his friends, whenever I ask you to do something good, I would be the first one to do it. Whenever I ask you to stay away from something bad, I will be the first one to stay away from it. His zahir and his batin was the same. His inner soul and his actions, they match each other. No discrepancy between what he said and what he did. This is why he was successful. He says in his hadith, Amran la yadumani li mu'min. There are two things that are not going to last for any person in this life. One of them is ash-shabab, shababuhu wa quwwatuhu. Your youth is not going to stay forever, believe me. I learned something from World Cup recently, that those players, their time expires by the age of 27, 28, before they reach 30s, their 30s. They can't run fast. You have to run fast. You have to be strong. So their youth, so don't believe when someone says, oh, ba'dak shabab, you are still young. No. Don't be deceived by this. Believe me. You are not shabab anymore. You are not shabab. Once you pass 27, 28, maximum 30, you lose your youth. So try to take advantage of these years. Shababuhu wa quwwatuh, your strength will decline. As you age, you realize, you yourself, you don't have to go to the doctor to tell you are aging. You realize, your body starts telling you are aging, be careful. So if you have a project to do, if you have something positive to do, do it now. Don't postpone that. Do not postpone anything to the time where you are weak, where you are fragile, when you can't move, when you need assistance. Don't. When you want to do something positive and good and necessary, do it now, before you age. وَأَمْرَانِ يَنْفَعَانِ كُلِّ مُؤْمِنِ. Two things would help and benefit every believer. حُسْنُ الْخُلْقِ, good temperament. وَسَمَاحَةُ النَّفْسِ, and tolerance, acceptance. حُسْنُ الْخُلْقِ is a wide range of faculties and attributes. One of them is to be easygoing, to be forgiving, to be thoughtful, to be generous, to be sacrificing, to be an understanding person, to be a loving and caring in your community, to put others before yourself. This is Husn al-Khulq. To be humble. This is Husn al-Khulq. These qualities, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, will benefit you. You will see the benefit. When you help others, before that benefit reaches others, it will reach you first. This is why Amir al-Mu'mineen one day said, I did not do anything good to people. They said to him, you spent your time doing goodness to all mankind. He said, didn't you read the Quran? In ahsantum, ahsantum. لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you do good to others, you are doing it to yourself first. You benefit. So حسن الخلق, number one. وَسَمَاحَةُ النَّفْسِ. You have to have a heart as big as Orange County that tolerates and accepts all people. Don't look at people's colors. Don't look at people's zip codes and wealth. Look at people's humanity. They are a human. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ صِنْفَانِ إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Either they are your equal in faith or equal in humanity. So you have to tolerate and accept and embrace people with your heart. Don't let your heart be tight and small. سَمَاحَةُ النَّفْسِ. So these things, they benefit every human being. وَأَمْرَانْ يَرْفَعَانِ شَأْنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Two things they would raise you high in ranks. التواضع, humility. Whether you are a scholar, whether you are rich, whether you are a politician, whether you are influential. Look at yourself and ask yourself one day, why we love some people and we don't love others? Why? Where none of those did, let's say, good to us. None of those two groups, they gave us money. But why your heart is inclined towards certain people and not towards others? You will find out the reason is the humility, tawadhu. This person is humble. People love him, whether he's a president or whether he's a worker in the street, a laborer. It is necessary for every person to be humble. Leave arrogance, leave the pride, leave racism away. You are not going to gain success with these things. Success is based on humility. التواضع وقضاء حوائج الناس. Fulfilling the needs of the people, left and right. One sentence I like about Jesus. So when I go to churches, I tell them this sentence is found in our book, holy book about Jesus. He says about himself, he describes himself to be, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. I'm a source of help, source of a blessing, source of healing, wherever I go, wherever I land. This is the quality of the believer. Wherever you go, to any community, you must be a source of healing, source of help. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And then the fourth, وَأَمْرَانْ يَدْفَعَانِ الْبَلَاءِ. Two things are going to protect you against affliction, against tragedies, against accidents. One of them, الصَّدَقَة. صَدَقَة. Give صَدَقَة every single day and teach your family to put that money, though little, in that box. And then give it to those who deserve. When you go to countries, some countries, they really need food. They really need clothing. They really need shelter. They really need medicine. Give it with your own hand. Give it to those people. Sadaqah. And the second thing, wasilatul rahm. Connecting with your relatives, with your kinsmen. Connecting with them. Emotionally connecting. Sometimes financially and materially. And sometimes, no, they don't need your money. They need your love. They need your attention. They need your greetings, your salam. They need you to ask about them and inquire about them. Silatul Rahm is going to protect you, protect your family, protect your belongings. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, wal muslimin wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Inshallah, this coming Thursday, the 27th, I believe, Thursday, or 26th, we have the Milad of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Our eighth Imam. We're going to celebrate his Milad, his birthday, on Thursday. And then we have two camps coming soon. One is the youth, and one is the junior in August. So encourage your young ones to come and learn, to come and interact with their friends, to create strong and healthy and progressive Islamic community, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Allahumma wahhid kalimat al muslimin ala al khayri wal birri wal salahi wal taqwa ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma shafi mardana, fukka asrana, iqdi hawaijana, وعجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.